by Order, Mr. Egg Show. This is Bob.
Hey, I'm Buzz, Miles.
Hey, Miles, how's it going?
It is going very good.
Well, that's good.
We have something new on the site.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
On the other.
You go ahead.
I'm not going to go spend too much time with it because there's not too much of a story, but I ran into Miss Iowa.
Miss Iowa.
I can't remember her name right now, but...
Oh, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I got the picture right here.
Leslie something.
I couldn't read her. Lindsay...
Lindsay Graham, I think.
No, it's like three letters. G blank blank.
No, I saw it on the internet. It's like Lindsey Graham.
Oh, really? Well, she has some shitty handwriting.
Hey, dude, easy. Dude,
well,
easy.
I couldn't even read it.
Dude, go easy, all right?
Well, I'm just saying that her if penmanship was one of the events that she had to take place in, she wouldn't do very well.
Yeah.
Now, I put it up on the other section of the website, and it says, here's the little words before the link. Miles recharged his fantasy life. He got a picture and an autograph for Miss Iowa.
Yeah.
And you got the autograph, and it says to us and everything.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm looking at this piece of paper you sent me. It won't show up on the scan.
Yeah.
But it's like, where the hell did you get this piece of paper?
I had it in my pocket, you know.
I guess. It's
I had it right next to my copy of Catcher in the Rye. You
know? Yeah, I was going to say, it's like half a piece of paper that was torn very poorly.
I was nervous. I'm like, hey, man, it's a skirt, you know. Hey, go easy. I gave her our card, okay, so go easy, man.
Yeah, and then it's got this strange stain on it. So.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I don't even want to touch it.
Daddy like.
Yeah.
Daddy don't like.
Basically, this piece of paper looks like Tom Hanks' butt wipe in Castaway. What do you want to use, you know, to wipe the little squares.
I'm thankful. I just want to say thank you to Miss Iowa for signing that.
Yeah, I show my wife, I got in the mail, you know, and I show my wife, and I'm like, look what Miles got. She's like, do you really think that lady knows what she signed? Or who she signed it for? I'm like, I guess not. Probably.
I told her exactly what it was for, so you can tell your wife to step off, all right?
Oh, step off.
I'm
like, does she realize that we're, you know, a little crude? I mean, last week's show was about this dude named Jim from Bonclip.net spanking it. Did you mention that to her?
No, we hadn't talked to him yet.
Oh, okay.
I told she's like a broadcast major, so she was interested, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure she went, and she's like, oh, my God.
I'm sure she'll be writing in any time.
Yeah, I was going to say, surprised she didn't write in and say, tear that up.
Like a cease and desist.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I just want to say thank you, man.
Spanking it? What do they mean?
I was trying to look so cool.
Yeah.
And I could not do it. I had my kids with me.
Oh, always with the kids.
And I was holding, like, two balloons.
Those are balloons.
And I was
Those are your breasts.
I was trying to flex, but you cannot flex like in a winter coat, you know.
Flex what?
You know, my pet. You know, it's like, you know, hey, check out the Mighty Pythons, you know. Hey, brother! You know.
Yeah.
I couldn't,
I hear you.
Could not look cool.
Yeah, in the winter coat.
Yeah.
At the mall.
Yeah.
What was she doing there?
She was helping to promote something.
Well, what was she promoting?
Business.
Oh, some business?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She was wearing, like, this tan-colored pantsuit.
Uh-huh.
And she had, like, some black lacy thing underneath it.
What, like the top, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, I didn't see the bottoms. Come on.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she bent over to get the picture or something.
What am I, Superman or something? You know, da 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 da.
Hey, I don't put anything past you.
Gee, Lois, I think you're wearing a black thong.
There you go. I never put anything past you.
No, no, no.
You might have had one of your kids go up there and pull her pants down.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, right.
I mean, your son did grab his aunt's breasts. So
he did, yes, he did.
And she's not your it's not your sister.
No, thank God.
I mean, she's not even, it's like all by marriage, like twice removed or something.
Yeah,
so
basically.
I mean, it might as well have been you.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
So, vicariously, you're already vicariously living through your children, and they're not even in kindergarten yet.
I just want to say thank you.
Hey, Auntie. What do you got, like a bee or a she cup?
He was checking her for lumps.
Yeah.
You know?
A little self-exam there.
Yeah.
I saw this on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I grow up, I'm going to give mammograms.
Oh, nice.
So anyway.
Nice.
Well, that's very nice. You go to the other section of the website. You can see the picture of Miss Iowa.
Yeah.
In her sash.
Yeah.
Says Miss Iowa on it.
Yeah.
And you can see what she wrote to Miles there.
Yeah, I should have had her put hugs and kisses, too. But
yeah, well, I'll put your luck there. She probably saw that piece of ash paper you handed over and was like on the defensive.
This is from the prison library.
Yeah. I was going to say, hey, could you sign the back of my parking ticket?
This is on my divorce papers.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about that there. It's legal speak, but it's not for you.
These are for my commitment papers.
There you go.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's great. And I want to say thanks again to Jim from Boncliff.net.
Yeah.
For talking with us. He was a real good sport.
Yeah.
And he said he had fun, so.
Yeah.
Go figure.
You really drilled him hard.
I don't even like to hear that kind of talk, all right?
You really let him have it.
I did not.
Oh, come on, you spank it. I want to know everywhere that you spanked in the last 10 years. Because I want to spank it there, too, with you.
No, I didn't. Now you're putting words out there.
Dude, you were, like, so into it. I'm like, God, this is getting a little...
Well, now I...
Chuck and Buck or something. Oh, I don't know
come
what
on.
The hell it was about.
Come on. It was a joke. It was funny.
Yeah, I know, but you were... I thought you were getting, like, a little serious with it.
No, I wasn't getting serious. It was just funny.
Go spank it on the mountain.
This is silly.
Yeah.
This is, you know, goofy stuff.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Yeah, well, who would have knew? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Talk about the man who wasn't there.
Hey, I had the best damn line of the whole thing, man. Come on.
What was that?
Would your wife act out a scene from Monster's Ball?
Oh, that was good.
That would be funny. You want to make me feel good? Boncliff. Right?
That was funny.
Yeah.
You're right, that was very funny.
Yeah.
I think that was it. I mean, you know, the guy pipes up, you know, like twice. I was pretty much convinced that you were spanking it somewhere. Well, I guess Miles is there, but, you know.
Well, you know, once you got over, what if guys spank it, and you got into more talking about, you know, hot chicks, and I kind of got into
it. Oh, I see. All right.
I don't want to think of Wally Schirrer, you know, spanking it or something, you know.
Buzz Aldrin?
Gus Grissom. Getting a nut, you know. None of my damn business.
Gus Grissom busting a nut in Apollo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hatch just blew!
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
What's that?
I spanked it.
I've gooed up our trim indicator.
Our trim indicator. Right now, the indicator's reading zero.
Tell me, how are we going to get this fixed? Yeah, there you go. So, anyway.
Yeah.
So, what's going on?
I had to take Grandma to the dentist.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, if this woman ever passes, God forbid.
I know.
You're not going to have anything to talk about.
I know.
So what's up with Grandma going to the dentist? Doesn't she have dentures or something?
Well, she's got a few teeth left.
Oh, well, good. Good for her.
She had them pulled.
Oh, wow. There you go.
And she's 95.
You won't be needing these, honey.
And it was bugging her.
Yeah.
So she took a knitting needle and yanked out the packing and the stitches.
Oh, a knitting needle.
Yeah, like a crochet hook.
This isn't anything that she used to do, like, you know, back in the 40s in her spare time, is it? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean crochet, you know.
Well, no.
It wasn't a knitting needle. Actually, it was a crochet hook.
Whatever.
So it was my job to take her to the dentist.
How long did she bleed out of her mouth before she called anybody?
I don't know. I was trying to gloss over that part of the story.
Oh, I see.
And
well, I was having supper and I noticed that I just haven't stopped hemorrhaging.
Yeah, no, I was trying to actually gloss over that part.
Yeah.
Because I get her there, and the poor woman is blind, basically.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty big waiting room. But I've noticed, like, all the Caucasian people have moved to one end of it.
Uh-huh.
And Grandma sits down, and I know this is not going to be politically correct.
Sure.
But by a couple of gangish-looking people.
Okay.
Like Latin King-looking type of...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I was going to sound horrible, but, like, you know, bandanas, you know...
Sure.
Around the forehead and down by the eyes.
She didn't say, hey, Holmes, when she sat down, did she?
No, I don't think she knew who she was sitting right by. I mean, they're very nice people. I don't have a grudge. I just, you know, I'm just...
It just, they look like they jumped out of the movie or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, basically.
All right.
And pretty much everyone else had, like, sat on the far side of the room. So it wasn't just me feeling the vibe, okay?
Okay.
And, like, they've got, like, two little kids with them.
Okay.
So it's like, there's two guys in their 20s, I'd say. And then they've got, like, a little boy and a little girl with them.
Okay.
And, so Grandma somehow picks up that there's little kids around. She's like, oh, you're a cute boy, you're a cute girl, you're cute. Yeah, I was going off, like, yeah, okay, all right. And the little boy, it's boy and girl, little boy falls and hits his head.
Oh, my God.
Like they're wrestling. He falls, and I mean, you just heard, like, thud, you know, like, thawing.
Yeah.
And a poor kid screaming bloody murder. You know? And Grandma, what's going on? Let's go. You know? I'm like, it's nothing. Don't worry. It's nothing.
You tripped the little kid, Grandma.
And I kind of try to tell her what, you know, had happened. And she's like, it's not your fault, honey. It's not your fault. Don't worry. It's like, all right, enough.
Okay.
I just felt very uncomfortable. You know. And I know it sounds horrible. I don't want to even tell this story, but I just felt weird, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, they're there at the dental office.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, what's going to happen? Nothing, you know.
Well, I mean, how many gang members do you know that go to the dentist?
I don't know. It just scared me just because, you know, it was like a just... I don't know. I feel bad.
Well, in my last knife fight, doctor, I took a blade to this incisor.
I know.
I mean, you know, come on.
I feel bad. I'm telling you, I feel horrible for even saying this.
And with the kids, too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel horrible. I'm just saying, one of the guys scared me, all right?
Well, that's nothing new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, you know, I'm not very tough like you.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I mean, we know, they're at the dentist.
Yeah.
Somebody probably needs to get their teeth looked at or something.
I felt bad for thinking it, you know, but I just...
I suppose, you know, you'd feel better if maybe in, like, you know, The Warriors or some other kind of gang movie if somebody said, I ain't got time for no fucking cavities.
Yeah.
You'd feel a little bit better.
I don't know, man.
Like Jesse the Body in the Predator movie, you know.
Hey, brother!
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, these people are going to get their teeth fixed.
I know. I was not the only one picking up on the vibe.
Yeah, well, I think that's...
I'm saying all the Caucasian people had moved.
Yeah.
Way down to the other end.
There you go.
That's all I'm saying.
So, did you strike up a conversation then? Or?
No, I avoided eye contact.
Oh, I see.
I thought that was best. Grandma was trying to come, you know, talk.
Yeah. Well, she can't see, though, so...
Yeah.
What is she going to do, right?
I guess.
She's not afraid of anybody.
Que pasa?
I'm 95 years old. Who I got to be afraid of?
Yeah, I guess.
I pulled my own stitches out.
Yeah, I pulled my own freaking tape out. Look at it.
You talk about tough.
Yeah. Then I get her into the dentist's office.
I take my Geritol without water.
Yeah, no shit. I get her in there, and the dentist gets in there.
Yeah.
And he looks, and he can't believe it.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Grandma.
I mean, he's just shaking his head and smiling. He goes, Jesus Christ.
How the hell did you do this?
Jesus Christ.
Is that what he said?
He's like, did those two guys out in the waiting room do this to you?
Oh. No. You're horrible.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Oh, man.
I'm joking. Come on. But, no, he couldn't believe it. He's like, Jesus.
I can't believe it.
He's like, just take some aspirin. You'll be fine.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, well, he's like, well, you know, take whatever, Tylenol or whatever. You'll be fine.
Here's a monkey wrench, Miles. Hit her in the back of the head on the way home.
Here's another crochet hook. Just go ahead and...
You know, you did some damn fine work, lady. Would you like to have a job here?
Yeah, really. She's looking for work, actually. Yeah. The blind dentist.
Yeah. Where's my crochet hook? I'm going to go in there and dig out some stitches.
Oh, my God.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
Some blind woman in her apartment or whatever, digging out her stitches out of her mouth.
I mean, I felt bad, too, because she didn't even remember having the operation.
Holy moly.
She's like, I just woke up and my teeth were gone.
That's like out of Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
You know, she's like all drunked up and
doing
karate moves, and then she pulls out her stitches with a crochet.
Yeah, I know.
Then you show up, you know, and have to sober her up and take her into the dentist.
It wasn't quite that bad, but yeah. I came to the door. She goes, "What's the charges?" You know.
Yeah.
My grandma, there's no charges against you.
She's got like blood streaming out of her mouth.
Oh my God.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
fuck
it was
you.
A little intense.
Wow.
Yeah.
Grandma.
My apologies to all our Latin listeners.
And we have some, you know.
I know. I feel bad for saying this.
We do. We get translated into Spanish.
I know.
Well, we don't, but the site does.
Perdón me.
Yeah.
Perdón me.
There you go.
Lechista.
There you go. I don't know what to say.
I know. It's wrong.
That grandma, she's not going to be going anytime soon. I can tell
you. No, she's a tough old bird.